8:11 on Jacksonville's Morning News. What was it you were just doing? Were you dancing?
I don't know. I was trying to stay warm. I have two pairs of pants on, four shirts.
It's chilly. It's Florida cold. This is not cold, but it's Florida cold.
It's not cold, and I'm a wimp, so but I admit it.
But the sun is now up, Benjamin. It looks great, doesn't it?
The sun is now up. It is at my back, so it is not in my eyes. It's starting to feel very nice.
All right, and we are at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens right along this Trout River. What a beautiful morning we have here. And there's so much that's happening at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. We've had a chance to spotlight some of it. Obviously, spooktacular that has been going on throughout the month of October and will continue again tonight through this weekend and actually all the way through the Halloween. But there's the Manatee Care Center that is under construction and the new entrance that we see as we come in. And man, Herps and Birds is one of the busy things that's happening right now as well. Mike Taylor pops in and hey, Mike, how are you?
Can you please explain Herps and Birds?
Yeah, well, let's have him explain it, Mike. What is Herps and Birds that we hear so much about? Go ahead and talk right into the mic.
Right up there. Herps is short for herpetology, which is reptiles, amphibians, and such. So, yeah. Birds, of course, you know what birds are.
Herps and Birds is what we call it. I love it.
And my title is Herps, Birds, and Others. So the others includes ambassador animals, stingrays, fishes, that kind of thing. Basically, I have everything under me that's not a mammal, although I do have some mammals.
What mammals do you have?
Bats.
Ah.
They fly.
They do. They tend to do that.
What kind of bats?
We have four different kinds right now. We have straw-colored fruit bats, which are the medium-sized bats. And then we have three of the smaller species, Jamaican fruit bats, cebas, fruit bats, and vampire bats.
Okay. Oh, vampire bats. Those are fun for Halloween.
Oh, they're cute.
Yes.
Do vampire bats really bite like vampires?
They nibble like in the wild.
Oh, it's okay. It's only a nibble.
Yeah. So what they do?
You weren't bitten. You were just nibbled.
They typically don't. Well, they would bite a sleeping human, but in the wild they typically go after mammals that are sleeping, and they just slowly crawl up to them and bite them on the back of the leg, and then lick up the blood that's bleeding from the wound.
So it's a little nibble.
Just a little nibble.
Just a little.
I like that he keeps saying, like, cute when he's talking about these things. Do you also say that, like, all of your animals are cute? Because
some of
the animals that you're in charge of, like, are the ones that people get the creepy crawlies over.
Like vampire bats. Thank you.
Yeah. Or snakes. They're still cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
And we have a lot of native bat species here, don't we?
Yeah. I think somewhere in the 15, give or take, a few different species. Maybe even more. I'm not sure.
And they're protected, I think, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if people find bats in their house, what do they do?
Don't touch them.
Just leave them there?
No. Either use a towel or something to remove them. Get them if it's in your house and it's injured, then get it to a rehab. There's a few around that will take bats. Just don't touch them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The chance for rabies is too high.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So and you don't want to even get a scratch or even touch them with an open wound or anything like that.
And then is it true that if you have, like, bats nesting around your home in your area, then they are governmentally protected? You cannot take down those nests.
I don't know that specifically, but I would assume that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to anyways. They're very beneficial. They take out a lot of insects, mosquitoes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So,
one of the big menaces.
Yes.
So what do you get excited about this time of the year? And we've got families coming in. Maybe this is the new opportunity for a family to come to the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, perhaps this weekend for Spooktacular. They've not been before. They haven't been in years. What do you get excited to be able to then show the community as they come in?
Right now, I think Colors of the Wild is really magnificent. We've only got a sneak peek during Spooktacular, but once it gets rolling, once it gets out, it's just a sight to see, really. If you haven't been, if we had it last year, was our first year, and we've got 3 years in a row, and they change it every year. It's not the same thing every year, the different lanterns. I mean, we're talking giant lanterns. They're really magnificent. Mm. That is definitely a must-see if you're if you're not from here. Mm-hmm. Even if you are here, you should at least see it.
What's flying over us right now, since we're talking about birds?
Those are birds.
Yes, we're talking herps and birds right now.
They're blackbirds. Actually, they're crows.
You said blackbirds, as if there's a difference between a blackbird and a crow?
Oh, yes.
What is the difference between a blackbird?
A blackbird is a smaller bird, and there are several different species of blackbirds.
And ravens?
Ravens are larger than crows.
Okay, so what do we have most of here in
Fish
Florida?
Crows.
Fish crows.
There are also American crows. They're a little larger. They're not as common as those guys. And it's really hard to tell the difference between the two when they're not side by side. You actually have to listen to their call.
Okay. So I have Lauren and Bacall who live in my neighborhood, and I feed them much to the chagrin of my neighbors. And often they bring their friends. So most likely that those are...
Fish crows.
Fish crows. Okay.
There's an important thing that y'all are involved in right now, and it involves Lights Out or Lights Off. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called Lights Out. It's a program that was started by Audubon many years ago. And it started as a result of people realizing that birds are attracted to lights, especially in cities. And they come down, and unfortunately, one of the biggest, well, the second biggest killer of birds, native birds, is window strikes or collisions. So the lights bring them down, and when they come down to green space, they go to fly off. They see this reflection of the sky or a tree, and they fly into the window because birds don't see glass. We don't see glass.
Right.
I mean, I've walked into glass doors before.
Funny that you'll admit it. I won't admit that I've ever done it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was a young kid by then. Oh. I was an adult.
So if people keep their lights off, then that makes it less likely that the...
Yes. Studies have definitely shown that there is improvement if lights are shut out. And if you... What I would love for Florida to do is to copy Texas. Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, there might be a couple other large cities. During peak migration, they turn their lights out. They make sure it's an ordinance or something, and they call it lights out nights. And so for a month during fall migration and a month during spring migration, they turn their lights out. And I've got I could show you pictures of the before and after, like when the lights are on and when they're not. It's just amazing.
So like downtown Jacksonville, do we see bird strikes? How many can happen here?
Yeah, so back to Lights Out Northeast Florida, which is what we're doing. We started it a little over 4 years ago, and our former director, Tony Vecchio, put the bug in my ear, I guess, and I contacted the local Audubon societies. And so the two Audubon societies and the Jacksonville Zoo have been partnering for these 4 years or so. And what we do is we get volunteers and we have five different routes, walking routes in downtown Jacksonville, where they will start at sunrise, maybe an hour ago here. And then they'll walk their route looking for stunned or dead birds that have struck the windows. Because what happens is when the lights bring them down, it's in the morning when they start to go. So the most strikes happen within that first hour for migrating birds. Now, you still can have your local birds do window strikes, but it's less likely. But the migrating birds are naive to the area. They don't know it. They come down, especially when they're brought in by light, that they're not supposed to be stopping in this area. They would normally have probably gone past. We're talking upwards of a billion birds a year killed by collisions in the United States.
Wow.
And the studies are showing that actually it might be closer to 2 billion, maybe even 3 billion.
So it's not like there's just one that they'll find in downtown Jacksonville this morning, for example.
No, actually, I haven't gotten any reports yet, but the routes will report to me when they do their route. We don't walk each route every day. We do at least three routes a week of each of the route. Three walks per each route.
Do you recall how many there were last year?
It's probably 150 for the 2 months that we do it. But this season is going to be higher. Right after the storm went through Milton, we had our record high of, I think one route had 18 birds. Wow. And that was happened. They had 18 two different times within a week. We're just seeing larger numbers. So I'm hoping we don't, but we might reach 200 or more. Wow. But we're lucky because the coast is not as many come through the Atlantic Flyway. A lot of birds cut us off and go over the ocean. But that leads to other problems. We have the cruise industry out of Jacksonville, and there's so many birds that fly over the ocean near Jacksonville. These cruise ships, they're out in the dark ocean. It's like a bright spotlight. Mm-hmm. It's a little city right there. So birds are attracted to it. And they, of course, usually have glass rails or glass windows, and that can cause it. So we're actually talking with U.S. Fish and Wildlife and ABC, American Bird Conservancy, about trying to get some regulation or some suggestions. There's at least one cruise ship out of the U.S. Works out of the U.S. that considers himself birds safe, or they consider that. I'm not sure exactly what they do yet. We're just, like I said, we're just starting into that. But New Zealand has legislation or some kind of
local law of some kind. Yeah.
Something that makes the ships that dock there, they have to follow certain rules, and lighting is the biggest thing. If
there's
they could shut it down.
So much to learn here at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens, and all you got to do is just visit, bring your family, and stop anyone and just engage in a conversation like this, and you can learn so much. Mike Taylor leads the Herps and Birds here. Thank you for stopping by. It was
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Getting to know you and to know more about lights. Off, lights out.
Lights out.
Lights out, Northeast Florida.
Yes.
You can learn a whole lot more. And stop by and visit Mike and the team here at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. As Jacksonville's Morning News continues live at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens at 8:23.